It's Friday, October 14th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Tuesday, October 4th, Muslim militants murdered 3 Christians in an attack in northeastern Nigeria, reports International Christian Concern. The Christians lived in the Lang village located in Chibok County. During the attack, the Muslims burned multiple houses and businesses to the ground and wounded dozens more residents. Nigeria led the world in Christians killed for their faith last year. Between October 1, 2020 and September 30, 2021, 4,650 Nigerian Christians were martyred for their faith, up from 3,530 the year before. That's according to Open Doors 2022 World Watch List report. Revelation 6:9 says, "When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained." On Thursday, the Supreme Court rejected former President Donald Trump's plea to step into the legal fight over the FBI search of his Florida estate, reports the Associated Press. The justices did not otherwise comment in turning away Trump's emergency appeal. The Trump team was asking the justices to overturn a lower court ruling and permit an independent arbiter to review the roughly 100 documents with classified markings that were taken in the August 8th search of Mar-a-Lago. Jurors ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones on Wednesday to pay nearly $1 billion to Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims' relatives and an FBI agent who said he turned their loss and trauma into years of torment by promoting the lie that the rampage was a hoax, reports the Associated Press. The $965 million verdict is the second big judgment against the InfoWars host for spreading the myth that the deadliest school shooting at the hands of Adam Lanza, in which 20 first graders and 6 adults were killed in the 2012 Connecticut massacre, never happened. Jones claimed that the grieving families seen in news coverage were actors hired as part of a plot to take away people's guns. DC Comics has announced it will axe a recent comic book series that was centered on a sodomite Superman in the months after Jonathan Kent, son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane, made his debut in July 2021. The 17-year-old character embraced various social issues, including school shootings, fighting global warming deniers, and the deportation of illegal immigrants. Then, in the series' 5th issue, John Kent began a homosexual relationship with the male friend and refugee hacktivist Jay Nakamura. But just like the box office flop entitled Bros, which was America's first romantic comedy featuring a homosexual storyline, the comic book sales were disastrous. The Washington Examiner's headline was instructive, quote, "Go woke, go broke. DC's gay Superman canceled after 18 issues and poor sales," end quote. Their first line was punchy, quote, "People are not buying Superman's new sexuality, literally," end quote. The Worldview wonders whether the creators of the sodomite Superman will blame America's so-called homophobia instead of recognizing the vestige of our Christian heritage. Superman's image has been seemingly eviscerated. This foolish exploration of sexual perversion comes on top of last fall's woke decision to change Superman's slogan from "Truth, Justice, and the American Way" to "Truth, Justice, and a Better Tomorrow." And finally, you can't make this stuff up. It was bad enough that the God-haters, who wanted to twist his design for our sex and our sexuality, invited drag queens into libraries to read to impressionable children. Now, a reprobate pastor, Andy Oliver, at Allendale Methodist Church in St. Petersburg, Florida, invited Isaac Simmons, who performs in drag as Ms. Pentecost, to interact with the children and deliver the sermon on October 2nd. His reason? Because he wants, quote, "all people to see people like themselves called by God to preach the gospel," end quote, reports the Christian Post. Clearly, the moniker Ms. Pentecost is a disturbing and disrespectful reference to the day of Pentecost, when Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit after the ascension. While Pastor Oliver introduced the drag queen to 2 children sitting on the altar steps, He said this.
Miss Pentecost, are you always dressed up like this? Do you always dress up?
I wish. No, I only get dressed up on special occasions. I kind of feel powerful when I put on a dress like this and a big wig and lots of makeup. It kind of helps me to say things that I don't have the confidence to say outside of it.
When Pastor Oliver asked about the drag queen's faith, Simmons, who had not grown up in a Christian home, made this remark.
When I got to college, I started asking deeper questions, and I found a boy that I loved, and he invited me to church, and so I went to hang out with him.
As he twisted the words of Apostle Paul in Romans 12:2, Pastor Oliver gave his full endorsement of the drag queen's ministry, as Simmons is a first-year seminary student who will one day preach weekly in a Methodist pulpit.
Well, one of the things I think is great about Miss Pentecost is she reminds us that we follow a God who calls us to not conform to things of this world, that we're supposed to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. And that means that what I think today may have to change tomorrow if I continue to renew my mind. And it's so cool that we serve a God that calls us to continue to grow and continue to change into something new and to not be bound by the ways that the world confines us sometimes, that we're supposed to live differently.
In a Facebook post, Pastor Oliver wrote that Simmons was, quote, an incredible preacher, grounded as Allendale is in Wesleyan and liberation theology, end quote. But Mark Tooley, the president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy, believes drag queens like Simmons are becoming the, quote, new public face of United Methodism, end quote. Tooley said, quote, to my knowledge, no United Methodist official, including Simmons' bishop, has publicly expressed concern about this United Methodist drag queen, end quote. No wonder the Methodist Church is imploding. Deuteronomy 22:5 declares, a woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, October 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.